Halifax Regional Municipality is working on a new bylaw, B800, cited as the Business Opening Hours in Residential Neighborhoods bylaw. It states that opening hours of a local commercial use and restaurant use established within residential zones will be operating from 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. We're here today with Jubilee Junction owner Mike Habib. How are you doing today, Mike?
Very well, thank you.
So, Mike, can you let us know how bylaw B800 is going to affect your business? Do you get a lot of students between after 11 o'clock?
We get students, we get professionals, we get neighbors, locals, people from all over the city. People count on us. They know we're here. We provide a service. We are a convenience store. And I stress on convenience because that's what they're looking for. We're a vital point in the city. We're an immediate area close to the hospital, close to the university. We're right in the middle of it all. It is a university, can't say town, area. So there are some stuff that comes with it. And we have to live with it. There's not enough businesses close to the university in order to satisfy their needs.
And what are your current operating hours?
Current operating hours from 9 a.m. till 1 a.m. And on the weekends, we stay till about 2:30. Running a business is a hard thing. It's very costly to open and not have business. So if the demand wasn't there, we wouldn't be here. People need us. And this is basically why we provide the service.
Do you get a lot of people coming in during the weekends, during those late hours?
Yes, quite a few people, yes. Yes. Usually, like, convenience only works after the big stores close. We're not busy during the day, or otherwise I wouldn't be having this interview with you. I'd be busy, basically. So we count on these hours in order to profit.
And what would this mean for your store? Should this bylaw come to pass, how will you handle the situation, the new changes?
There will be a lot of adjustments, actually. You know, we are, I'm no different than anybody else. Everybody lives beyond their means. We have a credit card. We have mortgages. We have kids in university, kids in regular schools, expenses. So cutting that off, cutting my hours, that's going to set me back quite a bit. And it's going to be a while before you catch up. And economic times are not that good. With inflation being so high, everything going up, people losing their jobs, we're just pulling out of COVID. This is not the right time to do any of that stuff.
Do you get a lot of noise and traffic on the street? I want you to paint us a picture. Do you think this is a good solution to help decrease the party life atmosphere by making stores close earlier? Or what do you think are other solutions that you would like to see implemented?
You know, the noise that they're claiming, if they do shut us down, it's not going to change the noise because according to our alderman, he suggested for them to go to Quimpel. So the noise is going to be carried one extra block up, and then they have to come back to residence. So the noise has got to go back. So it goes up and it comes back. What did he solve? I have no idea. Solution is not penalizing us. The solution is to have something closer to the kids so they maybe not coming into the residential neighborhood and affect the family life. But then again, these people that live here, they know that they're close to universities and they didn't move into this area yesterday. They've been living here for a long, they know what they expect. And this is a beautiful area. There's a little bit of inconveniences that come with it, but we have to make adjustments. You can change. You can't change others.
And tell us about Jubilee. How long have you been the owner in this store for, and how long has it been running?
I've been on Jubilee Road since April 1st, 1989. I've ran the convenience store successfully under the zoning that I'm presently in. So that's been for 33 years. To change the zone now, I mean, I don't even know if it's legally to do this.
Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences about your store or this new bylaw or anything?
We're here for them. We're here for everybody. We're not... the kids are wonderful. There's, you know, a few issues, but then again, like I just said, this is a university area. We have to adjust. We have to work with it.
We're here today at the AAA convenience store with the owner, John. How are you doing today, John?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. So, John, can you let us know how will this new bylaw that suggests starting your business from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., how is this going to affect AAA?
It's going to affect a lot. Well, you have the business, you know, because nighttime, we're very busy here. After 11, the student, location, you know, where everybody come for snacks at night, if they are studying or drinking or partying or...
And how long has AAA, how long have you been working here for, and how long has this been running?
This has been running, AAA, since 1987. We're here, yeah, a long time. But AAA, we have more location than previous time. Since 1977, we started.
And what are the work hours at AAA? What do you operate from on any given day?
From 9 till 1 during the week, Sunday till Wednesday. And Thursday, 2 o'clock, Friday, Saturday till 3.
What do you think is an alternative instead of trying to get businesses to lower their hours to manage noise? What do you think are better alternatives?
Well, it's, the way I see it, it's a student town, I mean. Some residents here, adult, besides they came all the way. Some people in the area here, they live. I never see them before. They're in the 80s, 50s, 60s. They came and signed a petition because they're saying this is wrong. It's not our fault to shut down, you know, our store at 11 o'clock. We provide service for all the community, either in a regular time or snow time or hurricane. We always keep the door open for everybody. We keep the hard work going here for the community, and we will like it here. So I don't think it's right to cut us off at 11 o'clock.
Which one you have?
It's any.
You said a petition was signed a while ago to keep this place. I guess, will you be doing a similar petition to go against the bylaw, or how will you be acting?
That's what we're doing. We're doing petition to go against the bylaw. Because not right what they do without public hearing, without nothing, you know, changing law. I mean, we're a democratic country, not just change what you want, what you're in person mind, you know. You gotta see what the area want, and you do what the area need. You know, the town here is all student. I'll bet 90% student live in those homes. The previous owner, they're just regular family owned homes. They rent them to student for investment. So I don't think it's my fault. I'm running this business for a long time. To tell me what time I have to shut off the business. I don't think they could tell the bigger businesses what their hours. They went for shopping, Sunday shopping, they went for all 24-hour shopping, and hurt our business from 12 locations. We have one location this one. I don't think we want to lose that either. So we still have expensive to do. We have mortgages, we have cars, you know, like everybody else.
Tell us about your petition. When did you start collecting signatures and how many do you need?
When, I don't know exactly any information. We just started. A customer, he was here, told me they're going to close you down at 6. I don't know anything about it. That was Friday afternoon, actually. But they sent a letter earlier before the hurricane. But I was busy with the hurricane, 4 or 5 days, no power. We were so busy here. And actually, it skipped out of my mind. Then Friday afternoon, we have quite a bit. Here, open this one.
So is it safe to say you have over a few hundred signatures here for sure?
A thousand, maybe.
Thousand signatures.
Well, that's, you know, in the back here, like some of them double, some of them three, you know, columns, like 1, 2, 3. We have quite a bit, actually. I didn't count them, but feel like a lot. Some of them 50, 60 on page. Some of them 40, depends.
Do you think this will be able to stop the bylaw from enforcing these rules on your...
Well, we're going to try. I don't know. Like, we're going to try the best. We're going to keep the business going. So it'd be much safer. So girls or guys walking down the street for, like everybody's studying late here. They want snack, they want a slice pizza, they want to eat. Either they're studying or partying. I didn't say they don't party, they party. They're loud in September months, they're loud. But after that, they start doing exams, midterms, cold weather, things change a lot. And for 2 people complaining, so many other adult people live in the area. They came and support us here. We don't even know them. We have lots of people behind us. And the word and the love and the respect they have here, we never have either, never problem. When they come here on the weekends drinking or something, never have argument, never have anybody, you know, everybody love us and respect this property when they come here. We're very social with these people. You know, they, I don't know how to explain it, but this is really the truth. Because we got to know them, not by name, but same faces every day. We have so many students, they bring their family, you probably did, I don't know, to their AAA to meet us. Because they always talk about AAA, how we treat them, how generous we are with them. Even my wife, she's social a lot with the girls. I always tell them, don't walk home by yourself, you know. Don't be careful, all this. Sometimes they're sick. They call her what we should do. You know, like women, so they're social that way. And she helped them a lot in different way, give them food, homemade food. Sometimes she was cooking here. And other stuff to help. So it's really well liked. I don't know, like they like us here. So we don't wanna lose this. And they want it to be open after 11. What's wrong with all these young kids growing up, laugh, enjoying themselves, having party, not hurting anybody, and they're safe where they are here. I like that, you know? I really did.